Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw that Hannah went to Cody Johnson with who she went, I literally looked at her like Instagram when I saw her post it. I was like, is that who I think it is? Hannah went to a concert with her cousin who recently got married, who demoted her from maid of honor.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, that's good that you guys are still tight like that, Hannah. Good for you guys.
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning,
I
guess.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know this story. So like 2 years ago, my cousin asked me to be her maid of honor in her wedding. And I was stoked. My cousin and I have always been incredibly close. She's not even my cousin. I swear she's my sister. She's been my rock forever. So, of course, she asked me to be her maid of honor. Well, she asked me to be the maid of honor right when I started this job. And I was really overwhelmed and busy, and I'll be the first one to say I didn't do anything. Like, I literally was the worst maid of honor ever. I did nothing. I planned nothing. Like, I wouldn't reply to texts. I wouldn't, like, I literally was awful. And then I also called her a bridezilla on air. So I blame the entire Brett Mega show for my demotion as well. And
so
she,
all of a sudden it changed on the wedding website. Like, I don't even know if Hannah had a formal, like, because remember going into the wedding, if you were listening, we didn't know what her role was going to be.
Correct.
We just know it got changed on the Knots website. You know, like, brides have those websites. And then when the wedding actually happened, they're like, you could give a speech at the rehearsal dinner. We're like, Hannah, you are not the maid of honor.
Right.
You are giving it. Hannah's like, really, I'm not? We're like, no, you're not.
Her and I never had like a falling out.
Never like
se.
A big argument, right?
We never had like an argument. We never even talked about the demotion. It just happened. And
I just demoted you.
Right. I honestly, I'm not even mad at her for demoting me. Yeah. I deserved it. I was awful. And so her and I kind of stopped talking a little bit, not because we were fighting, but just, I don't know, things got awkward, I guess.
Yeah, it's just more like, avoiding the awkwardness.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't want to bring up those bad memories for her if I traumatized her calling a bridezilla or whatever. And so recently I've just been like reflecting on like who I want in my life, who I value in my life. And we also just had our grandpa pass away. And so family's been really important to me. So I was like, you know what? I should reach out to her and invite her to go to Cody Johnson with me to hopefully like repair this relationship and have things be less awkward. And guys, it was so fun. It
really
felt like we never had any awkwardness between the two of us. It was so much fun. No parts about maid of honor or bridezillas or the wedding got brought up. We were just focused on having fun together, having drinks, listening to country music, and gossiping about other parts of our life. Good, so it ended up being really good.
Next concert, she's probably going to be like, well, Hannah wasn't that much fun. Does AB want to go with me? She got demoted.
I'm going to get demoted as concert partner for not being fun enough.
I think that shows a level of maturity and just shows your family can get through anything.
Absolutely.
You doing a terrible job of being a crappy maid of honor.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.